have to be, mate. We can just.
I've started recording, Dunk. What doesn't it have to be, Dunk?
Okay, you're listening to almost 20 minutes, but not quite 20 minutes. I'm going.
Dunk has turned autistic, and he's really upset that the last two episodes were over 20 minutes.
I'm so annoyed. I think we're appeasing Joe at this point.
They're not quite, but they're not 30 minutes, Dunk. So, you know, they're still in the 20 minutes category, technically.
20-ish minutes ago.
Yeah, that's it, 20-ish minutes.
This series two has been a complete mess.
I'm giving the listener what he wants.
ever since episode 100, this has just been complete shambles.
All right,
anyway.
So, today's question. I told you we were going fully geek mode this month. So every episode is like a geeky thing for January. It's like Geek January. Why have DC brought in James Gunn to reboot the DC universe?
Discuss.
That's it. That is exactly it.
James Gunn is going to be the savior of DC universe. Why have they done this?
Yep.
Having got a foundation of relatively strong films.
Yep. And will it work? Will it work?
Will it succeed? I'm going to answer the will it succeed question first. No.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay. I'm intrigued.
I don't think it's going to succeed. And the reason why they've done it is because they saw what happened with, what Disney have done with both Marvel and Star Wars, right?
Yep.
So with Marvel, they've had Kevin Feige. He has been at the helm. I don't remember whether he's been there since the beginning. Because obviously, when the MCU started, it was Iron Man who was a C-grade hero.
Yep.
And they let Jon Favreau have free reign with it and weren't expecting anything from it. They were expecting it to be of a similar caliber to the Ben Affleck Daredevil film, sure. Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider. You know, that kind of cheesy, corny,
sure,
superhero film that people watch once, but they don't really give a care. You know, they don't have a care about.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, giving them free rein to do what they wanted, they created an absolute masterpiece, which then led to a relatively strong. Oh yeah, he has. So yeah, Kevin Feige has been the lead of the MCU since its conception. So he kind of created banger after banger film, and every single time there was a film released, it would do better than the previous, to the point where the two Avengers, Infinity War and Endgame films, for example, I think grossed more than $1 billion each.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane.
Yeah,
like movies grossing $1 billion is insane. So I think DC looked at that and thought, oh, well, if that is the formula for success, we need to find someone who can do it. And James Gunn had always been kind of, he was very successful Guardians of the Galaxy. And
I think hugely successful with Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think the net result was that DC then hired him while he was still under a Marvel contract to do Suicide Squad.
Yeah, which was strange. That was like strange. It was almost like them testing the waters.
Almost certainly. And you've got to ask the question, why did Marvel allow it? Why did Marvel not get him locked into some sort of exclusivity clause after the first Guardians of the Galaxy film?
I wonder if...
You're ours for 10 years. We're going to get at least 3 films from you.
Sure. I wonder if they're just so rich that they just don't care. Like, do you know what I mean? They wore until, you know, let's say last year, which was very bad, and the year before, not so good, Marvel movies were doing really well until recently. So they probably just thought, you know, we can get any name we want, like Sam, forgotten his surname, the guy who done Doctor Strange, the recent one, Sam Raimi. Like, they just pick up directors now and just get them on board.
Yeah, it's gone from being a risky venture for someone to do to a relatively straight thing, I guess. It's no longer a risk. It's quite a simple decision for someone to say, oh, yes, I'm going to direct a Marvel film. Because inevitably, you're going to end up with a stellar cast. You're going to end up with a lot of money to do what you want with it.
No, less people are seeing them now. Their ticket sales aren't doing as well, are they? They're getting less and less.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think the whole failure of Marvel has been Disney Plus.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Because it forced them into a position where they felt that they had to make Marvel series. They had to release a certain amount of films in a year. Chucking COVID and the fact that, like, Black Widow's film didn't release in the cinema, then there was a lot of controversy around that.
That was a good movie, by the way. That was a really good movie, Black Widow.
It was a good film. It was a good film. You had, you know, some great acting, some good very good cast. And it, because it released directly to Disney Plus, and Scarlett Johansson had a clause in there about, I think it was movie revenue or something. She was going to get a percentage of the movie revenue as payment, and then it didn't release in the cinema. It just wasn't great. And, I don't know. It feels that ever since 2008, which is odd to say, DC have been trailing with Marvel. Because arguably, I don't think Marvel would have taken a risk on Iron Man if Batman hadn't have been so successful with the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think you're right. Because obviously DC, with DC and those Batman Nolan movies, they were the top dog. Like, we had the Spider-Man movies, especially the first two, that done really, really well.
We don't talk about three.
No, we don't. And then emo Spider-Man. And then Batman Nolan just nailed it completely. I think it's a shame, because I've always preferred DC Comics to Marvel Comics. I love Spider-Man, but I was more into kind of the dark stories of Batman. And I enjoyed I enjoyed Wonder Woman quite a lot, and I was intrigued to see where they would go, because it's always quite often been like just Batman movies or Superman movies, hasn't it? So you get your new Batman and your new Superman, and you got Ben Affleck as Batman, and I like Ben Affleck as an actor and as a director. I do actually like him. And then we get that amazing Wonder Woman movie with Gal Gadot, who is the perfect, absolute perfect Wonder Woman. And we get Aquaman. And I actually think Jason Momoa is fantastic. I think he's a perfect Aquaman. And I enjoyed the first Aquaman movie. So a lot of people don't really like the start of those DC movies, but I actually quite enjoyed them. The first Superman movie was probably one of the bigger successes, and that kind of started that range of DC.
Snyder's.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously we had the whole fuck up of the Justice League, where, you know, Snyder had to take a step back, didn't he? Due to personal issues with his daughter. Sadly,
and they ended up getting another director in.
Joss Whedon, who was before a very respected director because of Buffy the Vampire Slayer series in the 90s, but apparently ended up being a complete and utter cunt.
Yes.
And there was a lot of issues.
This for me is what sets Marvel and DC apart at the moment, or certainly did right up until Marvel started to struggle. DC seem to be blighted by issues and problems every single time the film went into production. Like, they'd have issues with personnel, they'd have issues on set, they'd have issues with all manner of things. And then they saw Marvel being successful, which then put more pressure from the studio onto the directors, and they'd end up with directors quitting halfway through projects, writers not being happy. I don't know, because DC just needed to do their own thing. If they hadn't tried to follow and copy, because, you know, Avengers was so successful, so they were like, we need to do what? We need to do the DC Avengers. It's like, well, if they hadn't have done that. Because I'll be honest, mate, Batman versus Superman, Ben Affleck's Batman was fantastic, but the script was awful.
Sure. Yeah, it wasn't a great script. I was super excited about all of the components,
and this is the thing, DC seemed to cast fantastic people for their roles.
Yeah.
And it just goes to shit with either special effects or the script. Sure. And you've got to, I mean, ultimately, I think that's why they've brought James Gunn in. They've brought James Gunn in to be the steadying ship from the studio perspective.
Though I will say, Snyder's cut of Justice League is really good. Like, when you watch that cut of the Justice League movie, it's actually a top tier movie, in my opinion. It's actually a very good movie. It's just the one that came out the cinema is horseshit. But the Snyder cut is brilliant.
Yes.
It's a good story. I'm so gutted that they couldn't have done more with it. I think it had potential. And obviously, you know, we've already talked about in previous episode the whole issue with Mr. Flash himself. It's interesting that what doesn't make sense, Dunk, is why would they announce that James Gunn's going to be taken over when they still had 3 movies of the current universe to release? So obviously the last sales of the last 3 movies, they've not done well because everyone's like, well, it's all being rebooted, so who gives a shit? So, you know, you had The Last Shazam, you had Flash, you had Blue Beetle, and you've also got now Aquaman 2 as the final one. Everyone's just like, well, this is pointless. You're rebooting it all with James Gunn soon, so no one gives a shit. And I think that's a shame. Yeah. I think that's a shame. I think they should have found a way to end and wrap up that era, because it's been about 10, 15 years. They should have found a way to finish that era before rebooting it all.
I just think studios and production companies now don't know how to deal with the modern world.
No, I think it's a good shout.
On a wider scale, so like Henry Cavill getting axed as Superman and then getting axed as The Witcher, for example.
That's insane.
Like, 2 absolutely fantastic castings.
Yep.
And arguably carrying the character in both scenarios. Yep, and then it just got released before their final project should have been. And it's such a weird dynamic, and I don't think they have struck a balance between social media and keeping things behind closed doors. Like, you know.
Yeah, they've got... What I find weird is James Gunn's come out and he's already announced, like, the first movie and the first few movies that he wants to, like, release, almost the first phase of movies, like how Marvel had its phases. So they've already been announced, and then he's already announced that, you know, none of the cast are staying, apart from, like, his wife, who I think was in one of the other movies or something. But pretty much all the cast are changing as well. And John Cena done a really good job recently in Suicide Squad and with his standalone series that he done. And I don't even know if he's being recasted. Like, there's so much change. When you've already said, and I agree, that they got the casting right for a lot of it. They had really good actors, but there was a shit show of a production. And I would have liked to have seen what James Gunn would have done with those actors. So, yeah, I'm going to find it hard to look at another Aquaman or another Wonder Woman, personally. Fair enough, Batman changes a lot. so I can get down with a new Batman and a new Superman, though I do think Henry Cavill's an amazing Superman. Yeah, so it's going to be weird.
I get it, though. I get it. Because, obviously, James is going to want to come in and completely just... Yeah, he wants to make it his own. He doesn't want there to be the hangover from previous incarnations, I guess.
I hope he does a good job. I really do, because I would love to see DC, you know, get back to the highs of Nolan again. I would really love to see it.
Because with Suicide Squad, his Suicide Squad film.
Yeah.
He only did the second, didn't he? He didn't do the first one.
No, he didn't do the first one. He just done the second.
It's... Because he changed an awful lot, didn't he, of the cast?
He did, but he would made the, he or they, the studio, made the smart move of keeping Harley Quinn. What's her name? Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, they made that smart choice. The
former Neighbours actress.
Because they obviously know how much revenue she brings in. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, and obviously DC had its good... The Batman, the recent Batman with, what's his face? The emo dude.
Robert Pattinson.
That's it. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be awful. But the Batman movie itself was actually really enjoyable. And it was a really good movie. And I know they're making a sequel to that. And it's unrelated to James Gunn's project. So it's almost like DC's got spin-offs of its own fucking universe. Which is actually quite confusing as a watch, like as a fan to watch.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, case in point is you got the next Joker film, for example.
Yeah.
Like when Joker came out, wonderful piece of art in its own right. Yeah. But everyone was asking at the time, well, is this part of the universe? Yeah. Is it a prequel? Is it...
Yep.
Who's Batman is it referencing to? All of these questions, which people care about, you know. And that's the one thing that you get with the MCU is... Even like their series, so Daredevil, Punisher, Jessica Jones, they're finding ways now to stitch those characters, which weren't originally MCU characters, into the MCU.
Yeah.
They've also taken on board Fox, which means that they're stitching in Deadpool and X-Men and various other IPs, and they're slowly bringing it all together. I think they're trying to do it in a relatively tasteful way.
I wonder if their plan, Disney's long-term plan, is to buy DC and is to kind of then start having movies with DC and Marvel characters together. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I can't see them being allowed to do it because ultimately they'd end up with a monopoly, which sucks.
They've already got a monopoly, Dunk.
Yeah, but... While they haven't got a complete monopoly, you'll still get Zack Snyder attempting to rip off Star Wars with Rebel Moon and failing.
Yeah. Agreed.
But you've just got to hope that James Gunn can pull it all together because it's been, I don't know, for Warner Brothers feels like it's been reactionary for too long.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Will this Batman? So, for clarity, is this Batman part of? He's not part of
the Robert Pattinson one. No, it's not part of James Gunn's Batman.
James so Gunn, we're gonna Batman's, get another Batman.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna get another Batman.
So, oh my god.
Yep. I wonder. If so, we'll, I wonder
how many?
If,
how many
I want
Batman?
I want Robin back. We haven't seen Robin in a fucking while. Let's bring Robin back.
Robin sucks.
All right, Nightwing then. Grown-up Robin. Yes. Yeah?
Yes.
Nightwing deserves his time in the fucking...
As does Red Hood.
Yes! Oh my god. Even just Jason Todd's story, that needs to be turned into a movie. Because the Red Hood story is fucking awesome.
I reckon they should get the guy who plays Reacher. He should play, yeah.
The new Batman?
Jason Todd.
Oh, you want him to be Jason Todd?
Yeah.
I've heard him actually, people saying he should play the new Batman. I've not heard anyone say he's been playing Jason Todd. That's an interesting shout. I still see Jason Todd as a bit of a young 20-year-old, really, personally. Because Robin's like 12, you know? Robin's meant to be really young.
I hate Robin.
We're going to fall out. Okay, I like Robin. He's cool.
Well, you have no taste.
20 minutes. I'm intrigued to see what he's done. Like I've liked all the Guardians of the Galaxy. I know the second one wasn't as good, but I still enjoyed it. I think most of his movies have been pretty good. So I think there is potential for it to be an interesting take on DC.
Yeah. I mean, just got to remember that he also did Scooby-Doo, mate. He also did Scooby-Doo.
Don't mess with Scooby-Doo, man. Mary loves that movie. Exactly. Mary loves that movie.
It was of its time. But in the words of Freddie Prinze Jr., it's a talking dog.